Yeah, I would. Results are kind of agreeing with the way I felt. I guess ultimately it just felt really good to be able to go out there and do that, to put together the work I've been putting in, ever since last year, and just trying to hone in those little adjustments. And it kind of just finally came to fruition, and I was able to stay on the attack.
David Grant.
Yeah, kind of going off that, Luke. Just feel like a little bit of vindication. You know, for months and weeks, you've been telling us you feel good, the stuff's there, but the results weren't really showing yet. I mean, what was there a difference today? Just it looked like you had kind of pinpoint command, especially with fastball.
Yeah, I think in those previous spring training outings and such, it was just a matter of kind of finishing the work that I put into it, and just wasn't able to kind of cap off the work, all the grunt work I was doing in order to get these hitters and these counts. And unlike last game, this game I just did a better job of getting that more strike ones and then just getting the two strikes quicker. And then when I felt behind on some, just trying to make a quality pitch and, minimize the pitch count to four pitches, if it's 3-0 or whatever it is. So, it finally came together. I think the control of the fastball ultimately is kind of what I've been telling her just told him, like, if I could just hone that in and really locate to both sides, then all the other stuff just comes together. And it all starts with that. And so tonight, that was ultimately what drove the ship.
Zach McCammon.
Luke, you haven't, through two starts, really used your slider all that much. I don't think you've used the curveball at all. I know those were kind of project pitches for you over the offseason and in spring, but with the way that you're locating your fastball and throwing the changeup, do you feel like you just really don't need them at the moment?
Well, I hate to say that I don't need them. I think it's I definitely am going to need to have them as we go. But I think Carson and I just were on the same page. He called a really good game of mixing locations and then throwing the changeup in the right times, the right counts, and just really trying to be a student in the game in game at bats, adjusting to what they're looking like, how they're taking swings. And just really slowing the game down in that aspect and paying attention. And so those off-speed pitches are going to come, but it was just a matter of, game plan and what my strengths are against the lineup. And those two combos were exactly what we needed for that outing.
Gilmer.
Luke, it seemed like right from the get-go, you were going to be aggressive out there, and you kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, had a little bit of an attitude there on the mound, kind of went out there with a little edge to you. Is that a key for you, and did you feel that?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I think it's an emotion where it doesn't get too big or too small, but there's definitely an edge. There's definitely a little bit of, like, I'm coming right after you, especially in the first inning. You're trying to set the tone, and to be able to come out and feel sharp right away, I think just lets your side and their side know, like, it's game time, and there's got to be an adjustment from their side, because I'm not deviating from my plan until you make me. So there's just a lot of confidence right off the get-go, of feeling mechanically coming out, seeing the results, and just finishing through pitches and seeing the outcomes on that. And so there was a lot of confidence and edge to build off of that.
Jackson Harris.
Luke, I kind of asked Torrey the same question. Does what the offense is doing have play in all at how aggressive you feel like you can be? Is there any conscious, I'm going to fill the strike zone, I got a lead here, I just got to throw strikes, or does that not really come into play for you? Conversely, if they're struggling a bit at the plate, does it make you feel like you got to be a little too fine?
Sure. Well, having the pitcher back in the lineup, obviously, I think when you talk about offense, down there in the nine hole, just trying to do my job. I'm sure no one's going to bring it up, but maybe could add inside the Parker there if Cassiano misses it. But I'll move on to your real question. It helps a lot just to understand the game. Like, it doesn't necessarily matter, like, to me in the moment, because I'm trying to give up no runs no matter what. But when they bust out and have a big inning and they put some runs on the board, like, there's a sense of ease and knowing, like, okay, let me just attack guys. And, you know, you're not afraid of the bat at all or contact, but just there's a sense of, like, understanding, hey, let's get some quick outs and get the lineup back up there since they're hot. And so, you know, ultimately it always is nice to have the runs up there. It gives you a sense of comfort. But ultimately just try to stay in that same attitude and keep that edge going until the game's over and I'm mentally exhausted and physically exhausted and be like, hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
Well, Luke, were you thinking about a no-hitter slash perfect game? How at what point did that cross your mind, and did it I don't know, did you let it affect you at all?
Well, it's when you haven't pitched out of the stretch for a decent amount of, you know, I guess for the first few innings, it's if anybody tells you that they have no idea what's going on, like, in the game as a pitcher, like, they have to be lying, because you're literally facing three hitters every inning. You're not in the stretch. You know, you just haven't given up a hit or a walk or any of those things. So, like, yeah, you're aware of it, but I think it's about managing the emotions and understanding, like, hey, if they get a hit, so be it. Like, you know, they're going to come. You know, maybe that certain day they might, and you get a little lucky. There were some line drives to the people during the game, and then, you know, of course, the last one comes on a well-executed pitch that we shift on. So, like, the game is just, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. And so it's just cool to be out there. And I think I was saying, like, Greeky made a quote back when he was here about, like, you know, there's not as much pressure after you give up the hit. Then you just kind of go and pitch. And so kind of after it happened, I just kind of had that moment in my head about, like, hey, maybe there's some truth to it. Now I just go right back after it, and, you know, there's still a job to be done.
Back to you.
Luke, I just wanted to ask about your slide into second base there in the fifth to beat out that out. No, you got a raspberry from it.
Yeah, I got a raspberry. Yeah, so I'll answer. Yeah, so basically, after being fired up, be on first base, blacking out, because I don't know why it's happening, like, this often, because, you know, we find, like, bleeders and you know, seeing icicles every once in a while, and we get psyched out about it. But I just knew, like, with the two outs, it's time to be a five-tool player, you know, show the speed and try to just be a good base runner. And it's a tricky play for them, and it just was an instinctual thing of, like, hey, let me beat this. I think I can beat it. I kind of mistimed the slide, though. Like, I slid a little late, and I thought I was going to end up in, like, short left center or center field, like, based off of how you glide on the dirt. So I made sure I just, like, grabbed the bag and immediately called time, so, like, I couldn't fall off and do it. But Timmy was pretty fired up, because I guess it's a hit, and so he gave me a couple dabs, like, pretty pumped up, and I was happy for him. So it ended up getting a run, I guess.
Nick Foro.
Luke, you had a little look in your eyes. You were coming off the field, maybe even a little smirk after Carson threw down to second. What did you guys?
The heck is this, what the heck is you guy doing? I mean, yeah, I had a smirk in my eye. The ball came right at my head, and you know, I, obviously, you're in the moment. You kind of, he's locked in. Well, I guess he's locked in. He kind of said, like, I was too locked in. I just was doing my job, and I'm kind of, like, thinking, Carson, if you're locked in, you wouldn't know there's three outs. But no, knowing him for so long, like, he's never done anything like that, but it was just an interesting time to see a ball flying at your head and then being confused, and then, like, no one walking off the field and being like, that was three outs, like, I'm pretty sure. And so, you know, we wore it out. You know, he's still getting a couple comments here and there, but it was a funny moment, and you just gotta laugh at it.
Hey, Luke, there's a saying in ice hockey and in soccer that a goalie can't win a game for his team. The best he can do is keep him from losing. And in the American League, that's true with pitchers. Do you like knowing that in the National League, that's not quite the case?
Yeah, I mean, there's just such a, you know, having them in there, and it's a tough spot. Like, a lot of times, you know, the catcher's batting in the eight hole, like Carson did in front of me, and, like, you get pitched pretty tough knowing, like, the pitcher's on deck, and being able to keep a pitcher in the game, knowing like their the bat's coming up late in the game, like do we pitch it or not? So like there's such an art to the National League and having a catcher back there and know exactly what he's doing and how to handle the situations. And that's why I really, you know, I like to hit. It's fun, it's challenging, but like more for just the catcher's aspect. Like they do such amazing work back there, and like you said, keeping the game where it needs to be. You hate to lose that in a hole.
All right, everybody, that's it from Luke. Hang tight, we're gonna see if we can get a player for you.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, guys.